the Chovet Gadol to welcome, to be Mechabed, to be Mazkir, and Makir Tov to Mori Varavi, Rav Weinberger Shlita, who probably for this Olam doesn't need any introduction. But if we're talking about Or Shel Mashiach, the light of Chanukah, which is, some of you know, if I've listened to the Shiurim, Rebbe's favorite time. I don't want to say choosing a favorite time, but I think it's known among the Talmidim that this is a favorite time. To spend some of this time, some of this light, the Or Shel Mashiach, the Or Shel Chanukah, with us, with our kolo, with our community, our chaverim, welcoming alumni of the kolo, chavri kolo, friends of the kolo, students, talmidim, all here to enjoy some of this or some of this light of Chanukah together with a person who has illuminated, who has lit us on fire over so many years. And we thank you so much, Rebbe, for sharing this evening with us. Tenu kavod la'Torah, everyone. Welcome. B'chavad Rav, Mori Rabbi Rav Moshe Weinberger Shlita.
Thank you, my dear friend, Yedid Nafshi, Harav Reuven. I really wish that I could be together with you. And after all of the hundreds and hundreds of Zooms and videos these past months, it seems to me, feels to me so artificial not to be together with Chavarim. And I look back with such fondness and such good memories that time in Elul last year that we were together, and I look forward with anticipation to being together in Yerushalayim. It should be soon, B'ez Hashem. I don't know what's going on right now in Chicago. Over here in New York, they're predicting a big snowstorm for tomorrow. Usually if there's snow in New York, it means it's not too warm in Chicago either. That's the way it usually works. But here they're predicting a big snow. So I want to talk about the winter and Chanukah just for a few minutes. The Choref. The Rebbe, Rabbi Hirsch Rimanov, Eschus Yerleinu, he used to say that when a Jew leaves the illuminated and warm days of Tishrei, surrounded with the iris of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shana Rabba, Shemi Hatzera, Simchas Torah, and he goes into the months of the winter, it's like a person leaving a room, a house that's lit up and warm and cozy, and goes into a forest that's cold and it's dark. And it's so easy to get lost and to give up hope in that forest. But then suddenly, the person strains his eyes and sees in the darkness, in the distance, in the forest, he sees that there's a candle that's lit in a window. And he follows that candle and he's able to find his way back home. And Rav Hirsch Rimanov said, Zeh Ner Chanukah. That's the yontif, that's the candle of Chanukah. The candle of Chanukah is that light which Am Yisrael has followed through the winter of Galus, the cold, dark winter of Galus. All of these years. And it's that candle that's leading us back to the Arichas Ner of Ben Yishai M'shichenu, Irish Mashiach. The light of the tzaddikim, the hidden light of creation, the light of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, and all the tzaddikim. The light of Chanukah. The Sfasemis says in a number of places, Chanukah, Tarfesh, Mandalit, and other years, Sfasemis spoke a great deal about these two qualities of the candle. That the candle gives light and it gives warmth. It gives light and it burns. It gives warmth. You know, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh loved light. Whenever he would come into a place, he would ask that they should light more candles. Lichtig, lichtig. He wanted more light. He was always asking for more light. And Noi, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, was looking for warmth, for fire. He would put his hands on the children. When he was walking them to Cheder before he was known in the world, he would put his hand on the heart of a child and say, "O Zion of Ami Yid, you should be a warm Jew. You should be a warm-hearted Jew." The Baal Shem Tov wanted the light of the candle and the heat and the fire of the candle of Chanukah. for each and every one of us, for all of Am Yisrael. Now, what's interesting is that our way of celebrating this Yontif with Al HaNisim, the davening, benching Al HaNisim, and with Hadlokas HaNer, everybody knows, and it's a big tumult in the Achrayim, even the Rishayim point to this discrepancy between Al HaNisim, where all of the talk is about the military victory, about the war. Thank you, Hashem, for the milchamas and the niflos. On the other hand, when we light the candle of Hanukkah, Hadlakas HaNer, we don't talk about the war. We speak about the jar of oil that was sealed b'chaisim shekayin gadol, the candles that were lit in the Beis HaMikdash. All this from talk about, why is that? But we understand Jews who go to war for other Jews. Ad Hayom, our chayalim, our soldiers, Jews that go to war for other Jews, their hearts are filled with the fire of Hanukkah, the fire of the candle, the warmth and the fire of the candle, a fiery passion of love for the Jewish people, of love for Eretz Yisrael, even those who are not religious. Fire of love for Am Yisrael, for Eretz Yisrael, those who are religious. Ahavas HaTorah, Ahavas Hashem. The word milchama, war, has the word chaim, heat. Heat. Chashmonai is the oisis chaim enoshi, the warmth of a human being, human warmth, fire. That fire of love. That Jews got up and they fought for others. That's the idea of the milchama, the war. The Al HaNisim is speaking of the fire of the Hanukkah camp. On the other hand, the Nes, the miracle of the Pach Hashem and the miracle of the jar of oil, that's the light of Yiddishkeit. As the light, the or, the lichtigkeit, the light of Torah, the light of the Beis HaMikdash, the light of the Kahanim, Aidei Karnecha HaKadoshim, the light of holiness. That's the light of the candle, the Pach HaShemen, the jar of oil. Now you know, that the kingdom of Yavan, the kingdom of Greece, that represented the shining light of ancient civilization, that or of Greek culture, philosophy, literature, that or was the most powerful, powerful light of ancient times, and it is shining to this day. All of Western civilization and culture has been created and illuminated by the light of ancient Greece. But Chev, you know that that light of ancient Athens and of modern day Athens, Western civilization, the light of mathematics, of philosophy, of science, it's very, very valuable. It illuminates the world, it illuminates our lives, but it's so cold. That light of Athens is unable to produce a Kollel in Chicago, an Eish Kodesh in New York. It's unable to produce the light of Emunah, of faith, of tshuva, of davening. The light of Athens, the light of the university, cannot produce a Navi. It cannot produce a Rabbi David Weinstein or a David HaMelech. It can't produce such a thing. It's a cold, sterile light. The fire of ancient Greece, the passion of the theater, the passion of the art, the music, the Olympics, all that has continued into our times. It's a fire. But it's a fire that David HaMelech spoke about in Tehillim, Kapitel Peites. Asher cherfu oivecha Hashem, cherfu ikvois mashichecha. Cherfu is a lashon of insulting and disgracing, like busha and cherpa. It also means the winter. Asher cherfu oivecha Hashem. Chazal understood this as referring to the Yavanim, to the Greeks. Your enemies have insulted you. They disgrace you with the choref, with their coldness. Asher cherfu oivecha Hashem, asher cherfu ikves mashiachu, who tried to extinguish the light of your Mashiach, of your anointed one, who tried to extinguish the oir shel Mashiach, that light that the Baal Shem Tov loved, that you and I live with, we live for. They tried to extinguish that. The Olympics, the theater, all of that fire is a fire that's filled with impurity, that's filled with the lowest and most base taivas, desires and inclinations, passions that have entertained the world, that have distracted the world from its misery, but have only added to the forces of impurity, the sitra achra. The chefetz, Rav Kook says, of the Jewish people is to take the light of Chanukah and the fire of Chanukah to create a Jew who's a gibor and a tzaddik. A tzaddik who's shining with the light of Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, of a Rambam, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, with the light of Seichel, of the holy Seichel of Yiddishkeit, of Torah, who's shining with the light of Musar and Chassidus, Avodas Hashem, shining with that light of purity, with that jar of oil, and is on fire. Mamish, a gibor on fire. David HaMelech, Chazal tell us more, Kotna David HaMelech, what he'd be sitting and learning. He was the most gentle and delicate soul. He'd be sitting and learning the Beis HaMedrash. But when it came time to go to war, he was mamish, a warrior, a fighter. He was a fighter, mamish. Ish chayil, asher liboy kilev ha'aryeh, it says in Pasuk, in Navi. Ish chayil, a soldier. His heart was like the heart of a lion. He had, it says, we're told in Navi, he had 36 of his closest giborim, the highest in command of his soldiers, the 36, which correspond to the 36 tzaddikim, the 36 candles that we light on Chanukah, the 36 hours of the hidden light of creation, that Adam Rishon used that light. Which the B'nai Sosa talks about from the Rebbe of Pinchas Karitzer and the Rakeach and Kadmainim, the 36 candles, the 36 hours of the Hargonas, the light of creation. And Don Melch had these 36 gibarim. Who do you think these people were? They were tzaddikim, they were Tamir Chachamim. Tamir HaMelech was Halacha Kamaisa B'chal Mokim. Tamir HaMelech was a tzaddik ador, but he was the Gibor. He was the Gibor. Matasyo Ben Yochan Kohen Gadol, who do you think these tzaddikim, they were in the Beis HaMikdash. They were in the Beis HaMikdash. These were Kahanim, Kahanech HaKadoshim. These were not people these are not cowboys. These are not superheroes. These are tzaddikim and Kadoshim. But they had a fiery love. They had the light of Torah, but they had the fiery love burning inside of them for Am Yisrael. And they screamed out, Mila Hashem Elai, Hachazon Yas Achazenu. Are Jews going to be treated this way? Can we allow this to happen to our people, to our country, to our land, to our Torah? Somehow, chevra, over the years of Golus, some separation took place. It wasn't our fault. And this continues on to our days, whether they're Jews or are not religious, they're secular Jews. And all they love about Chanukah is Yehuda Maccabee. You know, they think of him as some sort of a cowboy, as some sort of a Rambo, a superhero. They don't want the tzaddik part of Chanukah. They don't want the light of Hanukkah. They just want the fire of Hanukkah. Now, on the other hand, you have the other extreme that there are Jews, they sit and learn all day, and they look down upon those Jews that are not learned, or they're not, might not right now be Shomer Torah mitzvahs, and see them as being, you know, empty and worthless people, Chas v'Shalom, that there's no tachlis to that gvura. And all they believe in is that a Jew should just sit and learn and not do anything else, not be in this world. So what took place was a separation between the Gibra and Tzaddik. When we look back on Tanakh, that's not how it was. Moshe Rabbeinu is our Rebbe, but the same Moshe Rabbeinu is Vayachas HaMitzri. You're not going to mess around with Jews. Vayachas HaMitzri. Tod HaMelech, Moshe Rabbeinu, all of our Giborim and Tzaddikim. If you take the word Gibor and you add Gibor and Tzaddik, the gematria of Gibor plus Tzaddik equals Chashmonoi. That's who they were. Giborim and Tzaddik. To have Gevura, the fire, the passion of the candle. To have that fire. To feel the Baal Shem Tov's hand every second on your heart. But at the same time, the candle is the light that the Baal Shem Tov loved. The light of Torah, the light of Pnimius. To be able to shine such a candle. That's what Chanukah is about, Chavra. The light and the fire of this Yantiv. I might have told you a story, but I'll end with this. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh once took some of the Chassidim in the freezing cold winter. Could be that it was like a blizzard. They were going to be, they say, I don't know, but it looks like we're going to be having. And he took some Chassidim out, and they went out, and the Baal Shem Tov took, they didn't know they were going, where they were going. The Baal Shem Tov took them. There was a big, big frozen lake over there by Mezhbez, and then I saw it. And in the winter, at the time of their holidays, there were hundreds and hundreds of the peasants, of the locals, of the non-Jews that were by the frozen lake, and they were skating, and there were kids skating, and they had a custom then that the kids would go skating, and they would etch into the ice with their skates, crucifixes, crosses. And even the non-Jews were surprised that the Baal Shem Tov came there, and Chassidim couldn't believe that the Baal Shem Tov was watching. And the Baal Shem Tov was mamish, like he was, it was like Ne'ila. And he stayed for a few minutes, and afterwards he said, "Genuk, enough," and he left. And when they came back to Bisham Medrash, the Baal Shem Tov said, "Did you see?" And they said, "Rabbi, what was there to watch? That they were making crucifixes in the ice." The Baal Shem Tov said, "Water gives life. Water is everything in this world. That's only if it's flowing and it's warm. Chasna kala under the chuppah, it's warm, it's warm, it's flowing. But sometimes over the years, the husband and wife, it turns into ice. And once it becomes ice, then it's just a matter of time till the arguments and the fights and the anger and the crucifixes are etched into the ice." The Baal Shem Tov was saying, "Chevra, don't learn Torah in a way that's cold and dark and icy. It's not Greek wisdom. It's Chochmah. It's Chochmah Pnim. It's Chochmah Sachein. It's the deepest Chochmah of Hashem's heart, Hashem's mind. Yiddishkeit was given to us, was meant to be lichtig and warm, shining and warm. Chevra, all of you who are connected to my friend Reuven and the Kollel in Chicago, you're privileged to have the light of Torah together with the fire and the warmth of Yiddishkeit, to have the candles of the Baal Shem Tov and the hand of the Baal Shem Tov upon your hearts. You should appreciate that and use it well. And Hashem Yisbarach should help all of us together, that we should be zoichim et Hashem to see with our eyes, mamish. Because the world is such of an ahafaychu, things are so crazy. You don't have to wait till Purim to ahafaychu, it's crazy right now. We should be zoichim et Hashem to see tomorrow. Before Zayis Chanukah, Arichas Ner Levin Yishayim Shichein, the Gula Hashem Amitish Mehebi Amin Amen V'Amen. All my love from Woodman, New York.
Amen. So, Rebbe, what are some things, maybe a few eitzes during the Choref, where people are looking for that Orosh HaMashiach? What can people do? What can they hold on to make sure that stays warm in their lives?
I'll just say something very quickly, because we're in the middle of a Chanukah Masibah here, the family and I, and I'm going to get in trouble if I don't go back. So I'll just tell you something.
Had I known that, we would have sent you a Sufganiot. We could have sent you.
Well, we have Baruch Hashem, we have Sufganiot. Maybe they're different over there. They're filled with jelly, they're filled with chocolate, they should be filled with love. That's the main thing. Look, I think that what's missing to a large extent, and something that's very, very doable, is for all of you, if I'm speaking to young people, to young men and young women, to children, the Baruch Shalom misses us. He misses us. He doesn't lack in our learning Torah, Baruch Hashem. We're learning. We have yeshivas. We have wonderful teachers and wonderful rebbeim. We try to do our best to fulfill the requirements of being good, observant Jews. Rabbi Nachman from Breslov, Zchus Ilenu, he always spoke about the importance of taking our Torah and making it into tefillah. Taking the things that we learn. For instance, if you're learning something about Hanukkah, about the Hanukkah candles, like we just learned tonight, these last few minutes, I was talking to you a little bit about the light and the warmth of Hanukkah. When you learn something in Torah Chevra, take a few minutes afterwards and make it into a tefillah, make it into a davening. Change it into something, for instance, in English, whatever language you're comfortable with. My father, my precious and dear father, I'm begging you, I'm asking you, it's been so many years that I've been lost in the forest. It's been so cold. My Yiddishkeit, my davening is so cold. My way of thinking has been so darkened by the ugliness of the street of 2020. I'm asking you, Hashem, to bring this warmth of the tzaddikim and this light of the Baal Shem Tov into my life, and so on. No matter what you're learning, no matter what you're studying, anything that you're learning in Torah, if you want, you could take a few minutes afterwards, a minute, and you could even write it down into a davening, into a tefillah, no one in the world should know about except you. And you keep a journal, you keep a loose leaf, you keep a folder. It's not just for the kids, it's for the old folks out there also. You keep a folder filled with your own personal tefillahs, your own siddur. Besides regular shachris milchamar, you have your own siddur of talking, of your own tefillahs, composed tefillahs to Hashem and use them. It's in the beginning, it'll feel like it's a little weird, it's a little bit awkward, but over time, this will be the greatest treasure in your life. You'll hide it someplace in your room. And you'll take it out and you'll go over the old tefillahs and you'll write new tefillahs. Develop an original, creative, and personal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing that gives him more nachas. There's nothing that gives more nachas than when you talk to a father and to a mother, when you talk to your parents, if you're zochah to have your parents alive and well, to speak to them in a real way, in a deep way, in a personal way. And it's the same thing with Hashem Baruch Hu. So overcome whatever feelings of awkwardness and weirdness there might be in that. Don't talk to other people about it. Just do it. And you'll see that it'll change your life. It'll bring some of that light and fire into your lives. Hashem should help each and every one of you to be honest and sincere and real. And that all of your tefillahs should be answered in the sweetest and the most beautiful way. Alechtig in Chanukah to all of you.